locker room right now if you're playing so tough?
We believe that we can compete with anybody in this country. We believe that we're going to go out there and fight and play the hard as hard as we can, and we believe that we can do that and we can really cause some trouble out there.
With all the receivers making plays Saturday night, was there a competition among you guys to see who could make the best play?
No, it was belief in each other.
Yeah.
Like, we believed in each other. We came to the sideline, like, we love each other. Like, we went the extra effort to block and went the extra effort to make plays. Like, every play's not going to come to you.
Right.
But we have confidence in each other that we're going to make – when the play comes to somebody, they're going to make that play.
Is it contagious when everybody's making plays all over the field?
Yes. If a quarterback makes a great pass, we're going to make a catch. If the running back makes a big play, it's just contagious. We're going to keep going. It's all about momentum.
How did Collins get full snaps in practice with the ones? How does it change kind of the chemistry y'all have with him?
It changes the chemistry a lot. It's no different because they're both smart quarterbacks, but just constant, you get a good feeling, so you're getting better every week.
It seemed like a lot of times, when especially when he was running away from the defense, he was counting on you guys to make plays. He was throwing the ball up and expecting you guys to make a play.
It's all about scramble drill. You don't want to just – he's scrambling, no one running with him. It's all trust. He trusts us, we trust him. So we're going to go to extra effort to make a play.
Did he do anything out there that you didn't know he could do?
No.
430 yards, I mean, you knew he had that in him the whole time?
That's killing. I've been knowing that he could do that, and I always had faith in him. I had faith in both quarterbacks, but not a surprise to me.
What did Saturday do for Kendrick Rogers' confidence and belief?
I hope it boosted it. I hope it showed him that you are something serious, and these DBs need to fear you. These DBs seriously need to fear him because he's a big problem out there.
Does he do stuff like that in practice?
He's been doing it. Like, I'm surprised he was catching him with two hands because he really be catching him with one hand in practice, and coach got to tell him stop, but, yeah.
What did you think of Kendrick's rubber band back?
Huh?
His rubber band back when he caught the ball, and it looked like he could have been hurt, but he bounced right up.
I seen it. Like, I was running. I was on my way over there, and then I seen him like, and then he got up and running, so I took off again. He might have scored, but I was scared for him. But I'm glad he all right.
Well, you know, you got a quarterback that can extend plays. How does that change the way that y'all approach routes, knowing that y'all are going to have to kind of extend y'all's as well?
You still got to run your route to the depth, but when you have a quarterback like that, is the defense is more scared, basically.
How often do you find where you finish the route and Callen still got the ball and he's still looking for somebody? How often does that happen during the game Saturday?
I can't give you an exact answer for that. Yeah. It's just all – if he's running, you just got to run with him, find where he at. He found where we at, we found where he at. It's kind of a chemistry thing.
Obviously, it's not Clemson again, but how do you make sure you don't look past Monroe and make sure you stay locked in mentally?
Attention to detail. We're going week by week. Like, we're moving on. It's Monday, so we have to move on from what happened this past week. A lot of stuff happened, but we focus week by week. That's the only way you can improve as a team.
What do you think the potential is for this offense?
His potential is crazy. Like, the fact that we didn't play our best half the first half and we still hung in there. Mm-hmm. That when the offense need the defense showed up. And when defense need the offense, we showed up. So it means, like, we are something serious.
What'd you learn about your team on Saturday night?
We fight. I really didn't learn nothing new. I've been knowing that. I've been telling this team since from the jump, I know we're going to fight.
Yeah.
We're never going to give up. And now everybody know we're never going to give up. We're not going away. It's going to be ups and downs in the football game, and we know that. But we ain't going nowhere.
What's different? What's changed with the mentality of the team?
Oh, we angry. Who wouldn't be angry after that?
Yeah.
But it's driving us. It's going to push us to have even harder to punish every opponent we have from now on, period.
So when Courtney's trying to stretch that ball into the end zone and then you see Coach Fisher getting pretty heated on the sidelines, how do you all respond to that, seeing your coach that fired up and that passionate?
That's a coach that got your back. That's one thing, you know. Jimbo gonna always have your best of interest, and he know that. He know it was a wrong call. We all know that, but we can't change it. But we love Jimbo for the person he is and the coach he is, and we appreciate him showing he got our back because he always had our back.
Moments like that do a lot for player buy-in?
Excuse me?
Moments like that do a lot for buy-in of the players?
Facts. You see coach go the extra mile for us, we need to be able to go the extra mile for him.
And he doesn't even mind you calling him Jimbo.
Hmm?
He doesn't mind you calling him by his first name either.
It's Coach Fisher. Coach Fisher, Coach Jimbo.
It's an easy name to say.
It depends on how it rolls off the tongue. Right. Yeah, it just depends on where you at, basically. It rolls off the tongue sometimes.
During practice, is it Jimbo?
We don't talk. During practice, it ain't no talking. What Coach Fisher say goes.
But Al, obviously, they were vaunted defensive line, so they shut down Travion. I guess the big question is, Cam, you guys were able to do other things and show that you need number five, but you can move the ball without him, too, if somebody wants to shut him down.
Well, I wouldn't say they shut him down because I feel like he still had a pretty good game. He couldn't run the way he wanted to, but when he had a PI, he contributed to a pass interference. That was a big play. Then the screens he got up the field. Even though it seemed like wasn't a contribution, every person on that field that played contributed to the fault we had. So he didn't get shut down. I just feel like an aspect of our game had to be moved around to screens rather than handoffs. Right. He didn't get shut down. I still like that.
How impactful can those screens be when you're going up against teams still on your schedule that really do a good job against the run?
It's very impactful because they have to respect it. They got now. In Jimbo's offense, you have to respect everything now. Now you have to respect the pass game because you know we're going to make plays. You've been having to respect the run game. Now you have to respect the screen game. So it's like, what do you want to do with us?
Have you had a chance at all to look at any Monroe tape or any challenges that they bring?
Yes, started today. I just started watching film. So we'll have, when we go back to meetings in a couple of hours, we'll start doing scouting and stuff like that.